Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Brandi Blackstone. She is the communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., nonprofit organization. Good morning, Brandi. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And for people who aren't familiar with Bay Community Support Services, Inc., could you please give us a little background of the organization and what it is that you focus on?
I'd be happy to. Well, we're an area provider that supports individuals with disabilities to live and work successfully in their communities. This is our 25th anniversary serving individuals with disabilities in Maryland. We started as a serving committee of the United Cerebral Palsy and expanded to United Cerebral Palsy of Southern Maryland. Then we changed our name in 2011 to Bay Community Support Services. We found that we needed the change in the name because a lot of individuals thought we only served people with cerebral palsy. But we serve individuals with a wide range of disabilities from Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, and a wide range of physical disabilities. We serve over 200 clients, and our services include residential support, both in the individual's home and group home settings, supportive employment, nursing care, transportation, and much more.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, how do you find your clients? Are they referred to you by different organizations, or have?
Well, they're referred to through DDA. That's the Developmental Disabilities Administration. We are licensed through DDA. Individuals would go through their registration process, and they get referred to us. And our services are customized for the individual's personal needs. We have individuals who may only need transportation or maybe assistance with taking medication, while others may need around-the-clock personal care, one-on-one care. So, it, as I mentioned, it's very customizable to whatever the individual and their families need.
All right. Now, the clients that you do serve, are they with you for their entire lives or just a certain period, or how does that work?
Well, it depends on the individual. We do have some clients who are with our organization for a short time and then may not need as in-depth support and care as they did at one point. We do have others who are with us as they transition out of the school system and maybe throughout their life. So it depends on what the individual needs.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandi Blackstone. She is the communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., nonprofit organization. And we're talking about some of the different programs and services that they offer. And you mentioned that you serve what county specifically again?
Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, and St. Mary's County. So central and southern Maryland.
All right. And if someone is interested in finding out more about participating in some of the services, what would be the process again for that?
Well, they can go to our website at www.baycss.org, and they can find out about the services we offer and contact us, and we can explain the process to them and help them get started.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandi Blackstone. She's a communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc. They've been in existence for 25 years this year, celebrating the 25th anniversary. And not only do you provide services to people who have needs, but you also have volunteer opportunities for people who may be interested in giving back. Could we touch on those different opportunities that you have?
Of course, I'd love to. Well, in addition to the events that we have throughout the year, we have two major events, our Walk, Run, and Roll that's held in Southern Maryland at Greenwell State Park, and also our golf tournament, which we're going to be talking about shortly, that's held in Anne Arundel County. So we're always looking for individuals to help out with those events. But we also have opportunities for individuals to help out at our group home, group homes throughout the areas we serve. We have 12 residential group homes where the individuals come together and they live and they get the supports they need to live within the community. We have people that come out and help with yard care, maintenance, repairs that are needed throughout the houses. And so those opportunities are always available. And then we also have individuals that come out and assist with caring for our vehicles, with washing and detailing and keeping them looking good.
Oh, wow. That's good. Now, is there a time commitment for people who are interested in volunteering?
Well, our volunteer positions are very flexible, and we can tailor them to the individual's availability, You can come out and volunteer for a day, or you can do a long-term volunteer commitment with us. We also look for individuals to serve on our board. That's a volunteer basis as well. There are some limits and restrictions for, you know, the time of service with larger commitments like that and serving on any of our committees. But if you'd like more information, you can go to our website at www.baycss.org. Or you can contact me at 301-863-8870, extension 322, and I'd be happy to help you get started in volunteering with us.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone. She's a communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc. They've been in existence for 25 years. This year, they're celebrating their 25th year anniversary, and they've also been just providing services for lots of people. Now, the clients that you have, they can go from needing a lot of assistance to just needing transportation, as you mentioned before. Now, some of the different programs that you have available, if we could go in depth with the different types of programs. You mentioned one about job training or job preparation.
That's correct. Our supportive employment program, the individuals are assessed for what their needs are, and they get skills assessment and training, and also assistance with finding jobs in the community. And also we have job coaching services to help the individual get acclimated to the position. And that could be short-term or long-term assistance as well.
All right. And the job preparation services, do you have certain employers that are specifically looking for people with disabilities, or how do you go about linking the client with the job?
Well, we have partnerships with many companies, very generous companies in the community that have hired our individuals, and a lot of our individuals have long-term positions with these organizations, something like 20 or more years in some cases. So we've been very successful in providing long-term employment for our individuals.
All right. And if there are employers who are listening, I know you said you have partnerships, but if there are employers who are listening now who would like to participate in the program and possibly hire some of your clients, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they could visit our website at www.baycss.org or call our main line at 410-224-4205 to learn more about how to become involved and work with us in employing our individuals.
All right. Definitely have a lot of great things going on. Now, did you train them on the skills that are necessary for the specific job, or you just train them in general on how to work in the workplace?
Well, it depends on what the person needs. They do a skills assessment and help them. Sometimes they might need computer training, and other times it might be more in-depth skill set. Many times they'll secure volunteer positions for the individual and the type of employment that they're interested in, so they can get on-the-job experience and help improve their skills that way.
Awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone. She is a communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., and we're talking about the different services that are being offered to the community. Now, how would you describe the typical client that you have?
Well, it's been my experience that there really isn't a typical client.
Okay.
Or individual with special needs. We serve individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and so that can present itself in a wide range of ways. Our individuals have a wide range of abilities and skill sets. So as I mentioned, we have individuals with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, and a wide range of physical disabilities. So it depends on what their individual needs are, and we customize our services to assist them.
All right. And the age range?
Well, we have individuals that transition out of the school system. So they're around 17 to 18 years old, and they transitioned into our services. We have day activity centers, one in our Edgewater office and the other in our new location in Greenwell State Park. They're wonderful activity centers and activities that they can experience here, therapeutic horseback riding, canoe lessons, kayaking, wonderful experiences that they have here at the Greenwell State Park and also in our Edgewater location.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone, the communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc. nonprofit organization. Now, your organization is nonprofit, so the majority of your funds are from donations and fundraisers, correct?
That's correct. We are partially funded through DDA.
Okay.
But that doesn't cover all the costs, as you can imagine, of all the wide range of services that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to supplement that funding through donations and our fundraising.
All right. And you mentioned earlier that you have two major fundraisers. Could you tell us about the two that you have?
Well, our Walk, Run, and Roll is our event that we have in April. We have it now here at our Greenwell State Park location, and it's a wonderful event where we have people come out, and we have three courses for individuals to choose from. We have a running course, a 5K and a 10K, a walking course, and a course that's approved for individuals that use wheelchairs. But we also have families that come out with their children with their strollers, and they come out with skateboards and rollerblades and things.
Wow.
And, it's a very, very inclusive event, very family-oriented. So that's a wonderful event that happens every April. And then we have our annual golf tournament, which is now in its 11th year.
Wow.
That's coming up on September 12th. And it's going to take place at the golf club at South River. That's in Edgewater. It's a beautiful private course that's recently underwent a $5 million renovation. So our tournament's a nice opportunity for individuals who don't normally get to go to a private course to come out and experience a full round of golf. And we provide them with a complimentary breakfast provided by Panera and Starbucks, 18 rounds of golf, 18 holes. There's a roving beer cart.
Okay.
Open pit barbecue, catered lunch, and we have a silent auction as well. So it's a really fun day, and we hope everyone can come out to join us.
All right. And you said that is the golf tournament happening on Monday, September 12th. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone. She is the communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., connecting people with disabilities to their communities for 25 years, and this year they're celebrating their 25th year. And we were recently talking about the different fundraisers, because the majority of the funding comes from donations and fundraisers, and the 11th annual golf tournament is coming up. Now, for people who are listening, what's the level of the expertise of the golfers that you have that come to this tournament?
We have people that come out who have never golfed before and join us for the first time, to more experienced golfers. So everyone is welcome. We also have anyone who would like a challenge. We have the golf pro professional from the course who's going to be in attendance, and he's going to be running we're going to be doing a Beat the Pro contest at one of the holes. So for $5, golfers can try to beat the pro's golf best shot at the hole, and they'll be able to take his pictures with him as well. His name is Matthew Hoffman. And he is a PGA member since 2004, and with over 18 years of golfing experience in the industry. It's a really great event. Registration is at 9 a.m. with a shotgun start at 10. And the cost is $175 for single golfers and $650 for foursome. And $35 if you just want to come and attend the catered lunch and the silent auction only. But in honor of our 25th anniversary, we're actually giving 25% off for registration up until August 31st with the promotion code BAYSPOT25. So if people come out to register on our website before August 31st at www.baycss.org, they can click on the blue link at the top of the homepage, and it'll go to the golf section of our site where they can find out more information, and the registration link will be there as well. And if they enter BAYSPOT25 when they do their reservation, they will get the 25% discount. Once again, that's up until August 31st.
All right, and the website that they go to for that again is?
www.baycss.org.
Right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone. She is a communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., and we're talking about the upcoming 11th annual Bay CSS Golf Tournament fundraiser that takes place Monday, September 12th. Now, the location, and if you could just walk us through the day of the event.
The event is going to be at the golf club at South River in Edgewater. It's a beautiful course, and the day begins with a registration at 9 a.m. With the registration breakfast provided by Panera Bread and Starbucks. Registration, once again, is $175 for a single golfer, $6.50 for a foursome, and $35 catered lunch and silent auction only. And we have individuals who like to come out and just, you know, spend the day relaxing. They might not golf, but they want to support a loved one who golfs. They can definitely come out and enjoy the open pit barbecue provided by Bayside Bull. People rave about their barbecue, so it's a wonderful chance to experience that. We have a roving beer cart that comes through. I ask the golfers enjoy a round of golf on 18 holes. And as I mentioned, we have the golf pro is going to be running. We're going to be running a beat the pro contest at one of our holes for $5. Golfers can try to beat the pro's best shot.
Oh wow, sounds like a lot of fun. And you also mentioned that there is a silent auction. So tell us some more about the silent auction, the different items that'll be there.
Right. The silent auction is going to be open at the start of the event and throughout the day. Bidders will have a chance to bid on some really great items like the airline tickets from Southwest Airline. We have wonderful vacation packages that we're going to be offering. And all of those items will be up for bid at the auction. We have sports consignment items. So those are really popular items, sports memorabilia that we always offer and that usually does well in the event. We're going to post information on our Facebook page and on our website about the items that will be up for bid. So please visit www.baycss.org for more information.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone. She is the communications manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., nonprofit organization connecting people with disabilities to their communities for 25 years. And this year marks the 25th anniversary. And we're talking about the upcoming fundraiser. Now, of the two big fundraisers that you have, the Walk and Roll and the golf tournament, which one do you raise the most?
Well, the golf tournament is our biggest event.
Okay, all right.
Right, so of course that usually raises the most, but the walk event for a smaller event, it really does well every year for us. But these are not just only fundraiser, they're a great way for us to meet people in the community and for our individuals to play along, you know, run and play alongside other people in the community. So it's a really good way to come out and get to know us and to have a fun day doing something that you love while supporting a really worthy cause.
Wow, that is awesome. And registration is open already right now, and you said you have 25% off if they register for the golf tournament before the end of this month?
That's correct, August 31st, with the promotion code BAYSPOT25.
And I think it's great because, like you said, you don't have to necessarily golf to go to the golf tournament. You can actually just pay an entry fee just to walk around and get the barbecue and just be there for a great day. And how long is the event?
The registration, as I mentioned, starts at 9 a.m. With a shotgun start at 10. And it usually runs until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a full day event.
Okay, it sounds like it's going to be awesome. And again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Brandy Blackstone, Communications Manager for Bay Community Support Services, Inc., nonprofit organization. And Brandy, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. If there would be one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about Bay Community Support Services, Inc., what would that be?
Well, that would be that we provide a wide range of services and supports for our individuals. And we work in conjunction with the community so they can partner with us to help us make sure that they are living enriching and successful lives. One way they can do that is with donations and to help support our events. We're always looking for donors and sponsors and also golfers. And I'd like to thank our major sponsors for the event that have already joined us. That's the Brick Companies, ACS, and Annapolis Yacht Sales. But there are many sponsor opportunities still available, and anyone who would like to help out or even volunteer for the event, sponsor or donate for the event, just visit our website at www.baycss.org and click on the blue link at the top of the homepage to go to our golf section.
All right, and make sure you do that, and as well as when you're there, you can also find out about different volunteer opportunities if you'd like to give back to the community. This is a great way, and as I mentioned before, Brandy, I'd like to thank you again for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate your support.
All right, that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. I'd like to thank you so much for listening, and as always, if you're part of an organization that's doing great things in the DMV D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.